Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Once science became more tolerant of the concept of animal cognition, it was only a matter of time before some researchers would expand that into the realm of metacognition. Metacognition is thinking about thinking. Metacognition plays a critical role in problem solving. For example, if a friend and I agree to meet at a restaurant to which I've gone many times, I don't have to think that much about how to get there. I know how to get there. On the other hand, suppose we decide to meet in a location that I've never been to before. Now I have to think about the best way to get there. Some people might be able to avoid this metacognition challenge by simply plugging the address into their GPS system. I don't have a GPS because I live in an area with multiple dead zones. Aside from that, GPS won't know, for example, that the road that is the most direct route has multiple stop signs or mega potholes, or it's the last to be plowed in the winter. But studying metacognition in animals is tricky. For one thing, you know you're going to have a lot of critics. There are going to be a lot of people out there who don't want to believe that animals are capable of metacognition. They believe that that is reserved for a Homo sapiens, period, amen. However, I believe that two researchers, one from Yale and one from Harvard, have created an experiment that does make it clear that metacognition does occur, at least in semi-wild rhesus monkeys. The experiment involved a treat placed in one of two wooden tubes. The tubes were arranged in a V formation with enough space at the point of the V so that a monkey could easily look down both tubes. Half of the 60 monkeys saw which tube the researchers placed the food in. The other half did not. As you would expect, less than half of the monkeys who had seen where the researcher placed the food went to the space at the point of the V. Instead, they went to the tube where the food was placed. On the other hand, of the 30 monkeys who had no idea where the food was placed, 27 of them paused. They looked at the entire setup and then went to the opening at the point of the V. The researchers concluded that this was evidence that these monkeys were thinking about the best way to accomplish the task. They were demonstrating metacognition. When you read studies like this, multiple examples from your own animals will pop into your mind. Times when they've been presented with situations, sometimes real life, sometimes because people do it to challenge them to see if they can figure it out, and the animals do it. They work it through. Sometimes animals do this as a function of play. They're in a mood to play. They're in a mood to celebrate. They want something to celebrate with, and their usual toys aren't around. So they look around the yard. They scope everything out and pick up a stick, and they flip the stick in, or leaf or dead flower. It's the perfect toy with which to do whatever it is they want to do. Other times they'll take their toys and they'll make up completely new uses for them, new games for them. It's similar to the way toddlers are. We give them toys with the idea that they'll sit there like little lumps and play with the toys, but they don't. They do other things with them. When my kids were little, I was amazed where their Star Wars figures would show up. It's a beautiful thing. I think we should be grateful that we inherited that capacity from our animal ancestors.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.